Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Hey, welcome to the Grilling Guys. It is the weekend, the smokiest show on the radio. This is Barbecue Bob, and I am in studio right now with Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley Winery, who's filling in for Jop, who's probably trekking through the mountains of Arizona, if I know him. Probably nothing but a canteen and a machete. Welcome to the show.
My pleasure to fill in. He's certainly enjoying better weather than we are, probably.
Yes, he is. He had to do some work out there, so he took a little extra time and is probably actually ordering room service somewhere. So he won't be grilling for this week.
Well, everyone's got to take a break once in a while.
That's right. So this show is all about spring drinks from Michigan, and since we're having Brian in the show for wine, I thought we would bring in the beer magnate of Michigan, Steve Siciliano from Siciliano's Market.
It's great to be here again, and thanks for inviting us.
Of course. And if you've never heard of either one of these businesses, you've never listened to the show before, so this will be a good one for you. Brian, did you happen to grill anything good this week?
I did, Bob. I did. We, every winter, have our volunteers in to kind of brief him on our events coming up for the year. We have a lot of people that help us out with our bigger events.
Sure.
And so
you got to feed them all.
We do. We teach them about what's coming up. We feed them. We give them some wine. And so this year, we did a seared ribeye that we then sliced up and allowed them to put, you know, on a steak or a sandwich or whatever. But We had to do 24 of those suckers, and I'm no pro like you.
Did you do steaks, or did you do the whole loin?
We did steaks.
Okay.
We actually put them in an immersion circulator, a sous vide, for a while, and got them cooked to a nice rare, and which was good with 22 of them and one grill. It was a good way because we could do that the day before and then threw them back in the fridge. And then when it was time for service, all we had to do was sear them off on the grill.
Boy, that's a nice little shortcut.
Well, 22 steaks on that grill wasn't going to happen any other way.
So did you make individual packets for each steak, or did you throw like a bunch of them in one bag? And
I find that with the sous vide, we could get about two in one steak, but you really want to keep that layer single if you want to keep the cooking time down. But it's nice.
And even.
Yeah, it's nice because your cook time is 1 to 4 hours, so it gives you a chance to not have to worry about it too much.
And when you do sous vide, and that's a device that goes in the water, heats the water up. To what temperature did you set that at?
I like 120 to 129 for my steak. But yeah, it's a nice device. You know, they used to be real expensive, but now they're great for. I like them in combination with a grill.
So you just cryovac'd them, put them in a shrink bag with a little seasoning or something, and you threw them in a vat of water, and you threw that wand into the water. Looks like a curling iron.
Yeah, it does.
Don't confuse the two.
All it does is circulate the water and heats it to a real precise temperature. So every ounce of that steak is going to be whatever temperature you want it to be.
Yeah.
And then what you're really doing, which is a big part of grilling in my mind, is creating that crust, creating that grill flavor through a really quick cook, high heat.
A little bit like a convection oven, right? Steve, how about you? Steve Siciliano from Siciliano's Market. Gosh, you have... I think it's probably Katie, but I'll give you credit. It has turned me on to so many cool beers that I would not normally see.
Well, actually, it is Katie. So
I would not normally see the beers I walk out of there with. If you really love beer, that's the fun thing about going to see friends and stopping at a great store like yours to, I don't know, it's the selection. I want to bring something they've never seen. That's what we all try and do. We all try and one-up the next guy, and don't think that doesn't happen. That's half the game. Yep. you want to bring your buddy something, he goes, holy cow.
Well, beer has definitely put us on the map, craft beer, and Katie Spade, I brought Katie with us today. Katie is our beer buyer, and she's been buying our beer for a long time now, close to a decade. And she does a great job keeping everything fresh and moving the product. And the cool thing about our store is that you can buy singles of anything in that store and mix and match. We were the innovators. We started doing that in the mid-90s, and we're still doing it today.
Yeah, now so lots of people are doing the mix and match.
Everybody's doing it today, but...
not the big box stores. But so I wanted to ask you is, what have you put on the grill this week?
I'm telling you, Bob, I grill a lot during the winter. Barb tells me to get my butt outside and do some grilling.
Good place to have a cigar, though.
Yeah, my wife's here, too. And... actually, what I like doing during the winter is something very quick and easy, and that translates into either a pork steak or boneless chicken thighs that are we just love those. It takes about 5-6 minutes to grill them up, and works great during this time of the year.
Yeah, I found out accidentally that chicken thighs were the most forgiving meat I could ever grill, and when my father-in-law was living with us. You know, I had just an extra person to cook for, and we had the boys still there and everything. And so there was always a lot of food going on the grill, and it's gotten to be where, like, I'm just doing all the cooking at our house, which is weird because I didn't ask for that part. But I think what happens is after 20 or 30 years, your wife just says, great, take it.
Exactly.
I don't
right.
want it. So consequently, what I'm not good at is multitasking. So I've got all these mm-hmm. plates spinning. Mm-hmm. And I had the thighs out on the grill, and I was, like, doing something else inside getting ready to feed a whole bunch of people, and I kind of forgot about them.
Yeah. If and you overcook them, you just kind of crisp them up. And
I did.
Yeah.
They were the best I've ever done.
Yeah.
They came up to 185.
Yeah.
They were perfect.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, I always bring chicken up to 165.
Yep.
You can't do that with drumsticks and thighs.
Right.
It has to go to at least 180.
Yep.
Because there's so much connective mm-hmm. tissue in there.
Mm-hmm.
And what you don't want, if there's bone in, especially these were bone in thighs, what you don't want is for somebody, especially maybe ladies more so than anybody, they don't want to see blood in there
on the
chicken.
No, that's the
My
worst.
Wife has a fit if I don't get those joints.
Mine does too. Yes.
Yeah. So that's why we cook again, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Again, trying to impress.
Yeah.
I see Brian brought a lot of wines here, so I think in the next segment we're gonna be trying out a few of these Fenn Valley specials, and we want to talk about especially like this year what you see. I mean, based on growing season, we'll have a lot to do with it. Last year's growing season, what's worked well in the vats for you, and maybe what some of the trends are in the wine business.
Sure. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. I always bring a little bit of wine up here.
Great. Yeah, well, that's why we showed up.
That's why I get invited, I think.
Also, we want to welcome back Siciliano's Market as a sponsor of the show. You've been a sponsor for years,
mm-hmm.
took a little break, and you're coming back to support our effort.
Yep.
And just as a little secret, I'll let you know that we've been sending people to your business ever since then anyway. So break or no break.
You're a beautiful person.
It doesn't matter.
And Choppy's a beautiful
person. That could be argued. But, once we fall in love with a sponsor and have this relationship like we do with Fenn Valley, like Garrett's, Old World, Sobey Meats, I mean, these are all people that – those are products that grilling guys and gals – just want anyway. You're going to want appliances and grills, and Garrett's does like a stellar job.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want meats. You're going to want beers. You're going to want wine. So we've just kind of like picked the sponsors that suit us. Old World Olive Company, good EVOs and balsamics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's changed the way I cook learning about all these and learning what not to add to your food is a mm-hmm. good one too. So when we come back, we're going to talk about new wines for this year, and it's the Fenn Valley segment coming up. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
So what you want? I want bourbon. I want scotch. I want beer. Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high.